My guest today, Melinda Green with an E. She's the Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy, Clerk Recorder, also under the Assessor's Office, Registrar of Voters, working under Department Head Joe Holland. So I keep hearing these commercials about home title lock and how to protect your title, and it's pennies a day. And I've heard many people say it's not going to help. It's not going to work, and you can do it yourself. So Melinda sent me a link, and Melinda, tell us how we can check our title ourselves if we want to check once or twice a week.
It's pretty easy. You go to SBC, like Santa Barbara County, recorder.com, and we have a link right there on our homepage that says Real Estate Records Index, and you click on that link, and you can just search it however you hold title. And we actually update our records every single day, real time. So the law says we have to update the index within 48 hours, but we know you need to know right away. So we start updating, real time. We're starting to post around 10 a.m. and we're finishing the day around 4:35. So you'll get the full day by 5 p.m.
Now I will put the direct link on the podcast after the program, but the main website, sbcrecorder.com, and then there's a Real Estate Records Index. Now, not too many.
And it's last name and then space first name if you have your name, or if you have it in an LLC, or it's however you hold title that you're going to search.
And right. And, my name is relatively unique. I tested two other people, and it took me a couple of tries to find them. But basically, if you save the link to your computer as a bookmark, you just go here and you just, once you figure out how to search your own, you could just search it. I don't know if it's crazy to do that once a week to see if someone has fictitiously recorded something on your house. The only way you can search is by your name. You're not searching by the address. Is that correct?
No, we're not searching by address. You're searching, it's a grantor grantee index.
Okay. And you put in your last name first, space, and then your first name. So anyway, that's good to check out. Now, what's happening locally and all over is a vacant land fraud. What's going on there?
So we've heard about this in other communities. We have not heard of any case here in Santa Barbara. So we've heard of Manifesto in San Luis Obispo, and we've heard about it in other counties. And we did hear from an owner of vacant land in Santa Barbara that is a realtor that saw an advertisement for his property online. So it's important, and he saw that there was a caravan at his property. And so it's really important that people are aware that people are pretending that they're the owner and they're advertising this vacant land as their own. They're forging the owner's signatures. They're forging the notary's stamp and signature, and they're taking the property, and they're putting this through title companies as well. So our DA Real Estate Fraud has been meeting with the Realtors Association. They put a press release out to title companies, to realtors. They've been working with us. We've been doing, added tactics to try to catch this. We've been coordinating with our assessor group and our title transfer. So there's a lot of communication and awareness of this potential. And so we're on high alert, and we don't want this to happen here.
Do you
but it's important for people with vacant land to be watching, and they can watch to see if somebody's posted a physical for sale sign. It's important that they can search, they can do an internet search on their address and see if there are advertisements for their property for sale, and alert us. Alert the clerk recorder, alert the DA at once if they see these advertisements claiming that they're the owner.
Do you think some of this vacant land fraud and selling is, are they targeting people who don't live in the area?
I think so.
So we're basically speaking to people who own property, could be even a house. If you own property out of town, one story I read was the very same thing. Someone inherited, their mom passed away. They inherited the house. It was just sitting there vacant. And a neighbor happened to see some activity and happened to alert the out-of-town owner. And if not for the neighbor, who knows how far they would have gotten. And then they basically, right. The cops came. So if you own property, land, or any property out of area, it sounds crazy. I'm neurotic. I'd probably, every week, just, plug in the address. I mean, you're checking so many things online, you could add another 5 seconds. I know the...
Yeah, it's really quick, especially if you have that link saved. I think what they're looking for is unencumbered, something that doesn't have a lien on it.
And maybe there's some software people out there that are listening, and, you would think there'd be a way to set up something online that if your property address came up online, that you would get an alert. So someone's got to invent some software that would do that.
Yeah. In this next phase that, we just started working with the other recorders throughout the state, and we want to really pursue kind of another round of enhancements, another round of service where we want to adjust our fees so that we're competitive, because we're barely surviving with the rates as they are. And then we want to be more forward-thinking and leveraging technology to do more alerting and using email. Emails aren't part of what we collect in terms of recording, so... We'd need legislative change in order to do some of the cool things that we're thinking about doing.
Sounds good.
We're not going to be doing it just to Santa Barbara. We'll do it in a consortium of groups of recorders throughout the state.
Right. My guest, Melinda Green, with an E. She's the chief deputy clerk recorder here at Santa Barbara County, working under Joe Holland. We started off the interview in the last segment talking about this elderly woman, and a young man came in, and he drew a lot of attention to himself, so it's kind of a lot of red flags there, and you squashed that attempt to transfer title as joint ownership. But there are cases of elder abuse that you are familiar with and work on regularly?
Right, quite often. I mean, one of the things that I would alert people to is that when they are signing something, it's really important that they fully understand the consequences of what they're signing. And as people get older, I think it gets harder and harder to really understand those consequences. And I think one of the things I encourage people to do is really involve their family members, an attorney, other people to help them evaluate decision making. And if they're ever in a situation where a notary has to be present to watch them sign, that's a big red flag. They should really understand what they're signing. There are so many cases. In fact, I was supposed to be subpoenaed for a case in L.A. by the Los Angeles DA. It just got continued, so I'm available for this radio show today. But that's a case where... it was a marriage, and one of the parties spent all of the money. They ended up annulling that marriage, but they put one of the spouses under conservatorship. The other spouse spent all the money, and now they're going after that person for elder abuse. And, we're serving as witness to some of the facts to the case. But it's so important that people are including witness from their family, from their advisors, whether it's their attorney, their CPA. I know it seems like a lot of money to have these external parties, but it's really important to have an understanding of what's happening. And there's nothing that says that when you get married that you have to sign your property over. And I think it's a big red flag when someone is signing their property entirely over to someone as opposed to putting them on title with them as a spouse. I mean, that's a huge red flag to me, and I'll defer that to the TA as well as like, do we want to take a look at this, at the age of the person, and whether or not they have capacity? And so there are definitely red flags that I look for, and we want to make sure that the person that's recording, are they knowingly doing this? Are they aware of capacity, that the person signing needs to have capacity? We'll try to put that documentation into the notes of the transaction.
Okay.
So we have a better case if we get called upon later as witness.
Okay. My guest, Melinda Green with an E, Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder, Santa Barbara County. Well, we just have about 2 minutes left. There is a case that you worked on a while ago, Lyons versus Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office. What was that about?
Well, the Lyons folks sued the county because they felt that the sheriff and the recorder's office should have stopped certain bank documents from recording. And this is just a reminder, once again, that we have a due diligence to record something if it comes in and it meets the recording requirements. And so time and time again, I have to tell you, our due diligence is to record, and we shall not refuse on the basis of lack of legal sufficiency. So just remember, we have all these red flags that we watch for, and we try to do what we can to help the DA and look out for potential fraud. And we've actually been pretty instrumental in many big cases that ended up being problems throughout the state, like the PACE fraud issues that you're going to be reading about. MV Realty is a big settlement that's going on. That's a statewide that Santa Barbara and Napa were the two counties that discovered that fraud. That attorney general is pursuing a fraud case against MV Realty for these illegal contracts that were predatory lending against consumers.
And was that the one where they wanted like a... They literally recorded a deed that they would be the brokerage, and it lasted like for
years. 40 years.
Crazy.
40-year lien on your property.
Crazy.
If you didn't use their realtor.
Crazy. I mean, I've been doing that for years, but...
Exclusivity agreement. And exclusivity agreements are common, but for short periods of time. 40 years.
That's...
The 3% cancellation fee, that's excessive. So these were determined to be...
But they were giving people money up front. So essentially they were buying it, but it was a pittance.
Yeah.
And I think this was certainly not in California. That's just completely nuts. We are out of time. Melinda Green with an E, Chief Deputy Clerk Recorder, Santa Barbara County. And just to put a explanation point on fraud cases, I am not really Mark Schneidman. I'm somebody else. You didn't even know it. You were defrauded this entire interview. Melinda, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
I'll put the link up on my podcast. Thanks again. Say hi to Joe.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye.
The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.